哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名正道。
Hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
靠着圣灵的帮助。
By the help of the Holy Spirit.
我们继续来分享但以理书第十章第三堂的信息。
We continue to share on the third sermon of the book of Daniel, chapter 10.
那第十章的主题是叫做灵节征战。
The theme of chapter 10 is about spiritual battles.
但是我们从这一章里面却看到有三个的主题。
And yet within this chapter, we can still see three other themes.
第一堂传道讲的主题应该是悲伤的二十一日。
Our first sermon should have had the theme of 21 days of sorrows.
那二十一日当中呢，我们发现到隐藏着两个神的节期在里面。
And in this 21 days of sorrow of Daniel, we can also see that he has two feasts of the Lord God between them.
还记得这两个节期是什么吗？
Do you remember what are these two feasts?
那有什么重要的教训呢？
And what are the significances of these two feasts?
特别是在悲伤的时候。
Especially in time of sorrow.
那第二堂的主题应该是我看见荣耀的基督。
And the second sermon should have had the theme, having seen the vision of the glorious Christ.
那么传道叫大家有时间就是对比启示录荣耀基督的那个意象，把它跟它对比一下。
And I did ask you to make a reference to the book of Revelation regarding this vision of the glorious Christ.
是启示录中的第一章的荣耀基督。
That's the glorious Christ in the book of Revelation, chapter 1.
那在这个第二堂的信息中呢，那传道也讲解了为什么但以理要悲伤要悲伤二十一日的原因。
In my second sermon, I also explained to you why was Daniel sorrowful.
这个原因是非常重要的。
These are very important reasons.
你伤心总有一个原因嘛，你到底那原因是什么？
You must have your reasons to be sorrowful and what are
your reasons? 那在这个原因当中，传道应该讲的圣经不熟吧，还是口误，传道讲错了一件事情。
And I did make a factual mistake regarding my explanation.
那我借着现在这样来更正一下。
Allow me to make correction right now.
但以理为什么他会悲伤？有没有我说过？因为回去的人只有五万，有没有
？I did say that Daniel was sad over this reason because those who returned were only 50,000 people.
但是事实上很多的一些资料告诉我们神学家或者那些圣经学者也说，应该超过100多万到200万之间。
Many papers or many research papers have shown to us that those returns should have been more than 1 million or 2.
我开始一直想，哪里有这么多呀
？And I started with I was wondering how can there be so many.
后来才想起了，因为被掳的是南北两国南朝跟北朝的百姓。都应该算进去。
Then it dawned on me that those who were exiled included the northern and the southern kingdoms of Israel and Judah.
但北国北国就已经有十个支派，北国以色列有十个支派。
Northern kingdom Israel had 10 tribes.
那南国只有两个支派，就是犹大支派跟便雅悯支派，只有两个支派而已。
And southern kingdoms had only 2 tribes, Benjamin and also Judah.
我在想这两个支派哪里有200万人呢？
And I was wondering whether there were actually 2 million people with this 12 tribes.
我忘了更早之前北国已经灭亡了，北国已经被掳去了。
With these 2 tribes.
那有十个支派那边。
And because I forgot that the northern kingdom had already been conquered earlier.
这些我都没有讲错，感谢神。
And thank God that I did not make an error.
那我的错误在哪里呢？
But where was my mistake? I want to correct.
我把北国以色列讲成以色列是南国，那么犹大是南国，我算犹大是北国，我把南北跳错了啦。
I mistakenly reversed the names. Northern kingdom being Israel and Southern kingdom being Judah.
传道圣经不熟，对不起。
I'm sorry for my mistake.
谢谢一些信徒，我下台的时候，信徒告诉我，传道你好像讲错了呢。哇，感谢神，谢谢你告诉我讲错了。
I thank our brother for pointing out my mistake when I went down the pulpit.
北国是以色列记得北是以色列，南是犹大。
Remember, Northern Kingdom points to Israel, and Southern Kingdom being Judah.
那这章的第三个主题是什么呢
？What's the third theme of this chapter?
就是今天我们要分享的靠着圣灵帮助，让我们可以讲完，就是天使长与恶魔之战。
That's by the help of the Holy Spirit, we were talking about the battle between the archangel and the devil.
我们看第十章的第七节到第九节。
Return to chapter 10, verses 7 to 9.
这前面那段传道尽量用快一点的速度。
Allow me to speed it up. Verse 7 to 9, and I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men who were with me did not see the vision, so they fled to hide themselves. Therefore, I was left alone when I saw this great vision. I had no strength remained in me, for my vigor was turned to frailty in me, and I retained no strength. Yet I heard the sound of his words, and while I heard the sound of his words, I was in a deep sleep on my face, with my face to the ground.
这里是看到，但以理看到荣耀基督的时候，他的反应，他的情形。
We can see from here the reaction of Daniel when he saw this vision of the glorious Christ.
那第七节说，众人当中只有但以理一个人看见这个异象。
Verse 7 tells us that among the multitude, only Daniel alone saw this.
跟他在一起的人都没有看见。
And the men who were with him did not see it.
哦，这是很奇妙的事情。
This is rather amazing.
原来不是每一个人都有资格看异象的。
Because not everyone is worthy to see a vision.
大家都在一起啊，但是就只有但以理看到啊，其他的都看不到呀。
They were all gathered together in one place, but only Daniel could see this vision.
这个也是常常在我们信仰里面，在我们教会里面常常发生的见证。只有他们都说看到天使啊，看到主耶稣显现啊，在旁边的人什么都没有，什么感觉都没有。
And this is the same as what we have seen from our testimonies in our church, where the same people gather around, but only that one person saw the vision.
那我们的教训就是这个荣耀基督的见证，只给有信心的人看见。
Therefore, what we can testify here is that this testimony about the vision of the glorious Christ
只有给那些有爱心的人看见,
is only for those who have faith and who have love.
只有给那些有敬畏神的人看见,
and will be seen and witnessed by those who fear God.
因为但以理就符合了这三个条件, 信心, 爱心, 敬畏神, 他都满满的在他的信仰当中。
And this is completely testified by Daniel in terms of his love, his faith, as well as his fear of God.
所以他配得见主耶稣的荣耀, 荣耀的基督。
Therefore, he is worthy to see this vision of the glorious Christ.
那么，那众人呢？第七节说，众人呢，大大的战惊，逃跑，躲藏起来。
Verse 7 tells us that a great terror fell upon these people, and they fled to hide themselves.
很奇怪啊，他们根本都没有看到主呀，没有看到真神啊。 他们自己就在害怕了，自己跑去躲起来。
It is rather strange that they did not see the Lord Jesus, and yet they fled to hide.
搞到要躲藏起来，那肯定是非常害怕，不是一般的害怕。
If they had to flee to hide themselves, and they must be under great terror.
那这里明明说他们没有见到主呀。
And here it says that they did not see.
这说明主耶稣显现的威严跟可怕，虽然你没有看见，但是你感受得到。
And it shows us that the appearance of the Lord Jesus comes with great fear and also terror.
特别这个意象是荣耀的主，圣洁的主。
Most especially when this vision is about a glorious holy Christ.
都是光，都是火。
And full of radiance, light, and fire.
非常的圣洁。
He is most holy.
那说明什么？
What does that
tell you? 说明我们有罪的人啊，有罪的人，全整身罪的人，整个内心污秽的人，我们不敢见主啊，我们没有看到，我们只是感受到而已，我们就已经害怕了。
It tells us that we sinners, full of sins, are most afraid to see God, and we don't even have to see Him, but we already feel Him enough to be terrified.
那最后第八节这里说呢，最后呢，只剩下但以理一个人在那边。Verse
8 tells us that only Daniel was left alone there.
他独自的一个人面对荣耀的主。And
he alone faced the glorious Lord.
那看这段圣经，我感受到他当时是有一点孤单的，因为全部人跑掉了，去躲起来了。 只留下他一个人在那边。
When I see this verse, I can feel that Daniel might have felt lonely because he was the only one left there.
那使我想起在保罗的侍奉当中，我们在分享《使徒行传》的时候，保罗也曾经说他曾经很孤独，自己一个人在那边，有没有？
I also recall that in the ministry of Paul, Paul himself felt as well this loneliness and this solitude.
本来有很多同工跟他在一起的，最少有两三个、三四个在一起的，那时全部跑掉了。
And previously, he had at least two or three co-workers working along with him, but when the time came, he was only left all by himself.
但他接下去说，但是有主与他同在，主耶稣陪他。
But he continued to elaborate that the Lord Jesus was with him.
有时我们在侍奉中看到很多人啊，很多同工啊，很多朋友。事实上，有时你会感受到，其实你很孤独的。
Sometimes in our serving of God, we seem as though we have a lot of friends, brothers and sisters, co-workers, but we tend to be also lonely sometimes.
有时在开会啊，同工啊，长职传道，大家嘻嘻哈哈，很快乐呀。传道进修会啊，很多同工啊，可是不知道为什么，有时感受到很孤单，很孤单，突然觉得一种很孤单。可是大家都在呀，你就是有这种很孤单的感觉。
Sometimes when we have
a 真的感觉。
these are divine workers meetings or with a spiritual nurture with our co-workers. And although everyone smile at each other, laugh at each other, laugh with each other, but yet we still feel lonely.
这时候这种情况哦，会驱使你哦，更加的靠近神，更加的去思想神，思想主耶稣。
And this kind of situation even drives us further to think about Jesus.
人因为怕见主。
Because men are afraid to see Jesus.
人怕见主是因为人亏欠主，因为人觉得有罪，不敢见主。
Men are afraid to see the Lord because we feel that we are sinful and we do not dare to see the Lord.
这是他但以理看到荣耀基督意象的一些反应。跟当时的真实情况。
And that is the reaction of Daniel when he saw this vision as well as the situation around him.
那还有一点要注意的。
There's something for us to take note.
这个意象在哪里？在什么时候看见？在什么状况中看见？
Under what circumstance did Daniel see this vision?
在我们的见证中常常说我们祷告的时候看到意象，有没有？
In our testimonies, people tend to see visions in their prayers.
或者我们在睡觉的时候，主耶稣让我们看做异梦，做一个梦，天国的梦。
Or sometimes in our sleep, we had vision of a heavenly kingdom.
或者在聚会敬拜当中，在灵恩会当中，在圣餐当中看到主耶稣的显现。
Or perhaps in our worship session in a spiritual convocation, we are able to see the vision of the appearance of Christ.
但是当你这时看荣耀基督的时候，是在平时生活呢，甚至也可能在工作当中呢。
But here, Daniel saw this vision in his very daily routines of life, or perhaps he was working. Because he had this group of people with him.
以为他是去看风景，去赤峰咩？以为他是去旅游啊？
You think he was on holiday?
所以这说明主耶稣给他看，神给他看这异象的时候，这么荣耀的异象的时候，就是你在平时的生活里面，平时的那种工作天里面，你也没有机会，也没有祷告，也没有说敬拜。就是你在工作呀。
This also tells us that when Daniel saw this vision, it was in his very normal daily routines, and he was just working as usual.
我在想为什么会这样呢？
I was thinking, why did this happen?
你可以回答吗？
Can you answer this?
一般上哦，这些属灵的已经在敬拜中啊，祷告中啊，哦，得到启示啊，看到异象啊。可是但以理这一个异象，你再注意看，就是平时生活来的，甚至是在工作的时间来的。
And usually people only tended to see visions in their earnest prayers, in the worship sessions. But Daniel here saw this vision in his most mundane daily life.
对我的理解来讲，我的感受来讲。
From my understanding and my feelings.
没问题的呀。
There was no issue.
虽然现在不是在聚会，不是在献祭，不是在祷告。
Although there was not a church service or offering sacrifices or prayer.
但是但以理的生活，每时每刻他都在敬畏神的，他的心时常都存把神存在心里面的，虽然在工作，虽然是平时日子，虽然没有聚会，虽然还不是祷告时间，他的心里都是在敬畏神的，所以没问题的。
But in every minute of his daily life of Daniel, he had been fearing God in every moment, and therefore there's no issue for him to see this vision in his everyday life.
那我们继续看下去。
We read on.
那天使的帮助跟讲解。
The help of the angel and his explanation.
那为什么天使会出来会来帮助他呢？
Why did the angel come to his aid?
因为第九节说他听见主的声音他就伏在地上沉睡了。
Verse 9 tells us that he heard the sound of these words and he fell down.
那有一些是翻译说他昏掉了。昏下去了。
In some translation, he fainted or he went into a trance.
失去知觉，有些翻译说他失去知觉。
Or perhaps he lost consciousness.
那这一点我传道已经解释过的。
I explained on this before.
就是我们的肉体说明我们的肉体带着罪性，带着肉体，没有办法去承受这个属灵里面的圣洁。属灵里面荣耀的主，我们没有办法去承受它。
As we bear the form of sinful flesh, we are unable to fully withstand this spiritual vision.
这种体验传道真的有体验过。
And this kind of experience I also had myself.
我受过了嘛，听到主耶稣责备的声音，整个人倒在地上，没有力爬起来。
I heard
没有看到主，只是听见声音。
I heard a loud rebuke from the Lord Jesus, and I just fell straight to the floor.
整个人软软的，没有力量，站都没有力气，整个人倒下去。
I was weak and frail. I could not stand up.
我想要用力量让自己支撑起来，都没有办法。
I tried to pull myself up. I couldn't.
这是很奇妙的一个体验，很真实的体验。
That was a very amazing and yet so real experience.
我们来看天使的帮助跟天使的讲解。
We look at how the angel helped and explained.
请读十节。
Verse 10.
十节开始
Verse 10, suddenly a hand touched me, which made me tremble on my knees and on the palms of my hands. Verse 11, and he said to me, O Daniel, man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak to you.
到十一节就好了。
And stand upright, for I have been sent to you. While he was speaking this word to me, I stood trembling.
当他倒在地上昏睡的时候呢, 第十节说, 突然间, 有一只手按在他的身上。
When he fell on the floor in his deep sleep, and suddenly a hand touched him.
在圣经里面也常常看到天使给人按手, 有没有?
In the Bible, we can see the angels laying hands on people.
今天在我们真耶稣教会的信仰里面, 在我们的教会里面, 也有很多天使替圣徒按手的见证。
In the faith of the True Jesus Church, we also see testimonies of the angels laying hands on our believers.
无论在圣经里, 还是在我们的信仰生活里, 还是在我们今天的聚会, 聚会当中, 在我们的祷告中, 都常常有天使显现按手的见证。
Be it in the Bible or in our everyday life of faith or in the church, we can also see testimonies of angels laying hands on us.
常常让我们感受到、体会到圣经讲的、圣经的情景、圣经的见证，跟我们今天的生活是一模一样的， 都真的是这样子的。
It testifies to us that the scenery that we see in the Bible is exactly the same as what we can experience in our everyday life.
给你做个小小的功课。
Let me ask you to do a homework.
你能够找出来圣经旧约新约天使替谁按手，可以找出来吗？试一试看。
Can you research on your own and in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, when did we see the angels laying hands on the believers?
好，那天使当天使按手在他身上的时候呢，是给他力量帮助他，他就有了一些力量，他就用手啊跟手掌跟膝盖这样支撑那个地，微微的这样站起来，有没有？稳稳微微的这样支起来，支撑起来。 但是没有全部站起来哦，你要注意哦，只是微微的起来一点。Now
by the angel laying hand on him on Daniel, Daniel was able to gradually tremblingly stand up.
有没有？就是微微的，都没有完全的站起来，对不对？只是站起来一些啊，发抖这样站起来。没有了，还没有站起来过了。啊，第十一节。微起，中文是微微的站起来一点。
他只是想发抖在，
好的，等。 等一下，我再解释好了。好了，那十一节。当他微微的支撑起来的时候呢，天使就叫他做两件事情。
And as he trembled on his knees and his palms, an angel asked him to do two things.
看到吗？十一节里面那两件事呢
？What are these two things in verse 11? Firstly,
天使对他说：“但以理啊，你要明白我跟你说的话，你要明白。”Understand
the words that I speak to you.
这第一件事。
Firstly.
第二件事,
Secondly,
你要站起来, 看到吗?
And stand upright.
就是他没有站起来咯。
Meaning just now he did not stand upright yet.
那个词我们的中文也是看得很清楚啊，中文是说他只是站，只是微微的起来一点而已， 没有完全的站立起来。
The Chinese translation is more accurate because he was standing gradually, tremblingly.
直到天使说你要站起来啊。
Until the angel asked him to stand upright.
原来这个是有很好的教训、很好的道理在里面的。And
this tells us something very precious.
第一件事。
Firstly,
天使交代、天使告诉我们。The
angel instructed.
我所说的话就是天使说的话，你要明白。That
the words that he speaks to us, we must understand.
因为天使说的话就是神要天使说的话。
The words spoken by the angel are conveyed from the Lord God.
神，这个天使呢，是带着神的命令、带着神的吩咐来告诉但以理的。
The angel
其实就是神在说话。
Was sent by the Lord God and just to speak the words of God to you.
所以今天天使神的仆人讲的话，你要明白，因为仆人所讲的话是神讲神的话。
Therefore, the servant of the Lord God, the angel, is sent to us to speak His words, and we must understand.
请问这两第二件事你要站起来。
And secondly, to stand upright.
请问这两件事你做到了吗？
Have you done these two things?
你听这么多道理，听说你很懂道理，很熟道理，你真的听明白天使跟你讲的话，你听明白吗？
Haven't you heard enough sermons and also listened to enough sessions? But do you truly understand?
天使就是在天上神的仆人嘛。 在天上侍奉神的仆人啊。The
angels are the servants of God in heaven.
那今天神的仆人在地上的仆人就是我们长职传道这些工人啊，也就是神的仆人啊。And
the servants on earth are our ministers and preachers and elders.
我说的话你要明白。And
the words that I say to you, you must
understand. 所以祷告前传道就这样勉励说，我们祷告求主帮助我们，讲到的可以讲出神的话，听到的可以听明白神要我明白的话。
Therefore, often before we start a sermon, we pray to ask God to help us understand and help a speaker to speak His words and the listeners understand His words.
每一次聚会时，我不知道他在讲什么，都唔知佢讲乜嘅哦，唔知佢讲咩啊，讲咁长，讲咁多。
Now every day, I go to church and listen to sermons, but I don't understand the word.
然后又回去了。Then I go home. 下个礼拜又来了。
Then I come back the next week.
又回去了。
Then I go home.
那都是空空的。You
go home empty-handed.
是讲到的人解释不清楚呢，还是你根本没有用心去听？
Is it that the sermon speaker did not clarify very well, or you did not listen with your heart?
用心去听啊，不可能听不明白的。神的话语都是很简单啊，没有很复杂的。
If you hear with your heart, the word of God is simple and it's not complex.
因为复杂的都已经简单出来，已经把它很简单的讲解了。
Because what's complex has already been simplified for you.
好，那第二件事你要站起来。Secondly,
stand upright.
那这里呢，我们划线到一个功课。
Here there's a homework.
天使刚才帮助丹尼里，让他有力量的微微的站起来，微微的起来。
The angel laid his hand on Daniel and he gained strength to tremblingly stand up.
其他的，接下来的你自己要站起来。
And your work later on is for you to stand up upright yourself.
天使他也可以哦，他把他整个扶起来也可以的嘛，可以的呀。他倒下去嘛，他没有力嘛。天使可以把他整个扶起来站起来的呀。但是天使没有这样做，天使只是给他帮助他。 一点，给他有点力量起来了。OK， 那你自己起来。Surely, 天使的手就收回来了，你自己要起来。The
angel surely has the power to lift you up completely with both his hands, and yet the angel did not do so, but only helped you up a little bit, and the rest of your work, you have to stand up by your own.
这个是在第十节跟十一节里面这个奥秘，奥妙来的，很奇妙的事情来的。
Mysterious thing that we can see in verse 10.
你没有用心去看，没有注意去看，你看不出来的。
Without reading this carefully, you can't find out about this.
其实我们信仰也是这样啊。It's
just the same in our faith.
我们常常说神帮助我，圣灵帮助我，没有错，神会帮助我们，圣灵真的会帮助我们，这真的。We
often ask in our prayer to please help us with the Holy Spirit, and indeed the Holy Spirit will help us.
但是圣灵的帮助就像天使这样哦，给你一些力量，你可以起来了。但其他的你要你就要自己走下去了，其他的你就要自己坚持下去了。你总不能够像天使一直扶着你吧？没有这样的事啊。
And true enough, the Holy Spirit will indeed help you a little bit or at the beginning, and the rest of the journey, you have to finish your own.
知道吗？在信仰上，主耶稣会帮助你，圣灵会帮助你。可是呢，我们传道也会帮助你，你的家人也会帮助你。可是呢，接下来的你还是要你自己走啊，你还是要自己去坚持啊，自己去付出努力的呀。
Therefore, you have to be clear with this, that on your journey of faith, and indeed the angel, the Lord God, the angel, and the Holy Spirit, the elders and ministers will help you, but you have to finish the race yourself.
讲到这里，我又很想讲那个沙滩上的两个脚印了。
I would like to bring up that hymn entitled "The Footprints in the Sand."
许多人受感动，哎呦，你看，原来是主耶稣背着我走，你不要被骗了，我跟你讲。
So many people
那个只是一种安慰啊，一种安慰，很温馨的一个故事。
We're so touched by this story that the Lord Jesus will bear you all the way on the beach, but
也不能够说被骗啊。 因为我们受伤的时候，我们还小的时候，我们不能走的时候，主耶稣真的把我们背起来，这是真的。那是你受伤的时候，那是你还小 baby 的时候，你还不能走路的时候啊，主耶稣真的背我们。啊，其他的日子你以为主耶稣背着你走啊，你就想呀，没有这样的事情。You
have to know that this is only half the story, and you have to only the Lord Jesus will only help you in the beginning, but later on you have to walk your own journey.
你今年二十几岁、三十几岁、五十几岁，还有耶稣抱着啊！你是 baby 啊，你有搞错没有？几羞耻的事，你知道吗？
You are now,
好像 baby 叫耶稣抱着你啊，开玩笑呀！You're
not already in your twenties or thirties or even older, and you still expect the Lord Jesus to carry you like a baby？
传道可以敢这么大声的说，因为启示录告启示我们，耶稣说没有这样的事，没有。
Can loudly declare to you that as a review from the book of Revelation, no such thing shall happen.
你还记得吗？那个约翰长老问天使还是问长老，我都忘记，因为天上有天使也有长老啊，24个长，他说这些人是谁？这些穿白衣的是谁？还记得吗？
You remember when Elder John saw in this vision, asking either the elders or the angels, and who are these people dressed in white?
这个天使还是长老给他回答说，这些人是从大患难中，身上有血，衣服有血的，就是受逼迫的，受痛苦的，他们从大患难中走出来的。 走出来啊，不是主耶稣背着出来的，不是啊，爬都要爬出来啊，跟你讲。And
then Elder John heard the answer that these are the people who have come out of great tribulations and with blood stains on their robes, and they have to come fight, having fought such a great battle.
就是说，你要尽你的力量去走了，天国路你要尽力去走，你要自己走了。主耶稣会帮你，但帮你一部分而已。
That's to tell us that we have to work really hard and diligently on our journey to heaven.
啊，接下去。
We continue.
那么天使说他是第十二节哈。
Verse 12.
他是奉差遣来的。他说，但以理哈，你不要惧怕，你从第一日求专心明白哦，请念吧哈，有念到吗
？Verse 12. 没有。
啊，请念。
Then he said to me, "Do not fear, Daniel. For the first day that you set your heart to understand, to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come because of your words."
嗯。天使说他是奉差遣来的。
The angel said that he was sent. 第十一节。
十一节吗？嗯。哦，对，十一节啊、哦。奉差遣就是说，不是自己想来就来的，不是。
He was sent not because on his own accord.
嗯，这是我们真教会、真耶稣教会神国的权柄跟管理制度。
That is also the power and authority that the true Jesus Church has.
你从旧约也好，从新约都好，都是讲奉差遣。使徒们要出去传道，奉差遣。保罗到外邦人地方去传福音，奉教会差遣，有没有？一直都有这个字，奉差遣才出去的。
Now this phrase, having been sent, has we can see from the Old Testament and the New Testament, even in the apostolic churches.
就是奉教会神国的神教会的差遣，就是你带着神国的权柄出去。
When you have been sent by the church, you carry the authority of the Lord God with you.
因为这个不是你自己出去的，不是你自己要做的。
Because you didn't send yourself on your own will.
是神要你做的，是教会要你做的。
It is been sent by the will of the church by God.
你就带着一个使命、一个重担、一个责、一个重很重的重担出去，而且带着按手祷告、带着权柄出去的。
And therefore you embark on your journey with the with shouldering this mission from the church.
所以以后你看到教圣经里面的差遣哦，奉差遣，你要注意有两件事，一个就是权柄，一个就是职度，管理职度，奉差遣有规矩的哈，有职度的哈。
And when you see this word having been sent, you must remember that it is about the authority of God as well as the policy or the decision by the church. 除非你在那边没有教会的。Unless there is no church in that place.
没有教会，没有长子，没有同工，谁差派你啊？但是这种情形，圣灵祷告会启示你，派你出去，叫你出去，圣灵会直接的差派你。
Even in any case where there is no church in your region and who is going to send you, the Holy Spirit will send you personally.
那有教会的就要回到教会的管理制度里面去，规规矩矩的。
In regions where there are churches and you have to return to the policy of the church, procedural.
这个就是天使说，我是奉差遣来的，我不是自己想来的，我也不可以自己想来就来的，奉神差遣我才来的，请注意。
This as the angel has testified personally that he was sent to Daniel him by God, but not on his own.
那十二节哈。
Verse 12.
那天使就说出神已经肯定但以理的哈祷告了。
Then the angel said that the Lord God has heard or acknowledged Daniel's prayer.
而且神说，你从第一日祷告的时候呢，专心求明白的时候呢。哦，你的言语就已经蒙应允了，神就已经答应你了，第一天就已经答应了。
That saying this, that from the first day, Daniel's words were heard already.
怎么搞到二十一天过后了？过了二十一天，天使才来传信呢、
啊、？Why is it that only after 21 days, before the angel came to him?
嗯，我们等下再解释这个。
Let's explain that later.
第一，神肯定但以理祷告的动机。
Firstly, the Lord God acknowledged the will or the intention of Daniel.
他为什么悲伤二十一日？为什么悲伤中祷告？为什么？
And why was he sorrowful for 21 days in his prayer?
就是第一次专心求明白。
Firstly, he set his heart to understand.
特别是将来要发生的事。
Especially regarding things that are to come.
这个是合乎神的心意。
This is in line with the will of God.
哦，神是要我们去明白我们神国的事，神国要发生的事，神更要我们去明白，去知道。
God desires that we understand the matters of the kingdom of heaven and also things that are to come.
因为他这个动机、他的目的、所以神悦纳他，神答应他。
Because of this intent of his prayer, the Lord God acknowledged him and answered him.
你不关心神的家，你不关心弟兄姐妹，你也不关心神的工作、神的事情，你求什么东西呀、
啊？ But you,
你敬是什么东西呀、啊？
You care nothing about the church of God or the brothers and sisters of your church, as well as nothing about God. And what are you fasting and praying for?
这是自己的意思，自己的祝福，自己的好处，自己的什么什么都是自己的。有时神看到你这种祷告，这种敬事，原来你只是利用我而已，要我祝福你而已，要我给你多多而已。你从来没有关心我的教会，没有关心我的工作，没有关心这个圣灵的担忧，你都没有关心这些。
All you care about is only your own health, your own wealth, and your own career, and all these things, but not about the kingdom of God at all.
嗯， 这是从天使的话回答我们提出这个在祷告进食的一种思考，一种反省。
This is based on the answer by the angel regarding the mess, the prayer of Daniel that we can examine.
你第一篇祷告，神就听了，神就欢喜了，神就满意了，因为他所关心的就是神家的事，神国的事。
From the first day of Daniel's prayer, the Lord God already acknowledged and already was satisfied because all he cared about was about the kingdom of God.
第一哈。
Firstly,
肯定他的动机。
Having acknowledged his intent.
第二。
Secondly,
肯定他祷告的心。
Having acknowledged the heart of his prayer.
天使说，你在神面前刻苦己心，就是你的心哦，为神国来忧伤。
The angel said that you have set your heart to understand, and this is with his heart he was sorrowful over the kingdom of God.
你不是没有赚到钱，你的心很痛啊？不是啊。
He was not sorrowful because he did not earn money.
你不是因为啊没有考第一名，所以你的心很痛苦，一直哭啊？不是啊。
He was not sorrowful because he did not gain first number one in class.
这些也是很痛苦的，是吗？不然他就不会哭啊。
And these are indeed sorrowful things, and we will cry over that.
但你的心在痛，这为了什么呢？
But why was Daniel sorrowful about?
为神的家、神的国、神的百姓。
He was sorrowful about the people of God, the household of God, the kingdom of God.
所以他的祷告与神有肯定三件事，请注意。
And in his prayer, the Lord, Jesus, the Lord God, acknowledged three things.
第一
，firstly，
肯定他祷告的动机。
Acknowledging his intent.
第二，肯定他祷告的那个心。
Secondly, the heart of his prayer.
请问第三是什么
？What was the third?
第三是肯定他祷告的言语，他讲的话。
And acknowledge his words.
第十二节
，verse 12，
你的言语已经蒙神应允了。天使特别说，你讲的话，你讲话的内容，你在讲什么，神已经答应了，因为你的言语肯定你祷告的言语。
Verse 12, your words were heard, and indeed these are the words that Daniel spoke, and the content of his words of prayer.
那传道没有时间再解释下去了
哈。I have no time to carry on.
以后祷告请注意哈，求圣灵也好，祷告也好，进士也好，三件，你祷告的动机，第二，你祷告的心，第三，你祷告的言语，就是你祷告什么。
Now,
你在祷告，祷告一直求什么
？Now in our prayers to come, we have to understand, remember these three things: your intent of prayer, your heart of prayer, as well as the words that you speak in your prayer. What are you asking for?
我也是很看重属灵的事呀。
I also esteem on spiritual matters.
我也是很关心教会呀。
I care about the church.
我当在神学院读书的时候，还没有当传道的时候，在当学生的时候，我求恩赐啊，常常祷告、进士祷告求恩赐啊。神给我恩赐呀。
When I was just a trainee or a student at a theological seminary, I was also praying for spiritual gifts from God.
因为这些恩赐都是在工作用的，在传道的时候用的，讲到聚会的时候用的。
And all the spiritual gifts are utilized in my ministry of the church.
但看起来没问题嘛。
It looks as though there was no problem.
我被圣灵责备啊，跟你讲。
But I was rebuked by the Holy Spirit.
你求什么恩赐啊你
？What are you asking for? Spiritual gifts?
你当年里面在神学院都没有改变。
These 3 years in the seminary, you did not change.
你的心还是一样，你还是这么的骄傲。
Your heart is still full of pride.
你的心还是这样的不圣洁。
Your heart is still full of unholiness.
你还是会嫉妒。
You are still jealous.
你求什么恩赐啊
？What are you asking for？
每天的祷告，每天的读经，每天的教导，从早上8点上课上到傍晚太阳下山，每天在神的话语里面，你改变什么？你什么都没有改变，那你求什么恩赐呀
？You've been learning the words of God from sunrise to sunset, and yet you are now asking for spiritual gifts without a change of your heart. Why are you asking for？
我为什么讲这一点
？Why am I talking about？
就是我祷告的言语啊。
That was the words of my prayer.
我的言语就是求恩赐啊，主啊，给我啊，主啊，我要用啊，主啊，要帮助教会。那个我的言语啊，我祷告的内容啊，这个被主耶稣骂你，被圣灵责备你。我的言语原来不是真实的，
the content,
那个只是要让自己骄傲，更加骄傲而已。你有恩赐嘛？不是更加骄傲吗
？The words of my prayer were asking for spiritual gifts or eloquence or ability to lead and all that were only to puff up myself with pride.
所以我们祷告的言语哦。有时表面看起来是这么属灵，但是神看我们的心哦，我们的言语你在讲什么，你要留心哦。你从现在开始，以后祷告你的言语你要注意。
And therefore, from this moment on, you have to take note of the words that you speak in your prayer, and is your intent set right?
好了，我们进入到最后一段了。
We go into the last portion.
就是灵界战争了吧
？Spiritual battle.
不然等下又讲不完了，真的是不好意思了啦。
I want to finish this here.
那么13节哈
，Verse 13.
这里说，但波斯的魔君阻拦我21日，突然有大军中的一位米迦勒来帮助我，我就停留在波斯诸王那里。
The prince of kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days, and behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I have been left alone there with the kings of Persia.
如果天使不讲出来，我们不知道灵界里面发生大战争了，我们不知道。
If the angel did not tell us this, we wouldn't know that there was a spiritual battle going on.
在关于来说，他只是个人跟神的事情在祷告啊。
And it looked as though only it was only between Daniel and God.
但是在灵界里面，在属灵里面，却引起了魔鬼跟天使的征战呐、啊，因为他的祷告呀。
But because of the prayer of Daniel, this gave impetus or this triggered the spiritual warfare.
所以请注意了，我们的祷告哦，如果是属灵的祷告，是一种爱神的祷告哦，会牵引到灵界里面的事情，甚至牵引到灵界里面的战争。
And therefore, take note that if your prayer is out of love for God, and indeed it will stir up what is in the spiritual realm, causing a spiritual warfare.、
嗯、这件事情发生在灵界里面。
This happened in a spiritual realm.
那我们看见魔鬼在这里做了两件事情。
We can see that the devil is doing two things.
第一，魔鬼阻挡、哦、天使来报告消息给我们。
Firstly, the devil withstood the angel for sharing this news.
第二件事
，Secondly,
天使阻挡我们在地上的我们来明白神的旨意。
The devil opposed a people the angel 天使 the devil opposed the people from the world from understanding the will of God.
魔鬼在这个灵界战争中，我们看到魔鬼阻挡两件事。
Now we can see that in the spiritual realm, the devil was opposing two things.
那个加百列天使要来传神的信息给我们知道，魔鬼不给他来，不给天使来传，魔鬼阻挡天使来传。
When the angel Gabriel came to declare this news from or tidings of heaven, the devil opposed it.
那是灵界的事呀。
That is in the spiritual realm.
但在地上的呢？地上他也阻挡啊。
He also opposed.
他就是阻挡但以理，不让但以理可以明白神的旨意。
He opposed, he withstood Daniel from understanding the will of God.
这就是魔鬼的其中一个破坏的工作。
These are the works of damage, the devil.
他不让我们去明白教会的事情、神国的事情、神国将来发生的事，更不让我们知道。
The devil will prevent us from understanding the matters of the heavenly kingdom and from the church from knowing all this.
你要关心也不懂要怎么样关心，你说要祷告要为教会祷告，你不懂要祷告什么，你什么都不知道呀。
Now you want to care about it, you want to pray about it, but you don't know a thing.
其实教会发生很多事呀。
There are many things happening in the church.
灵界也发生很多事呀。
And there are many things happening in the spiritual realm.
我们都不明查查，一问三不知，什么都不知道，就一直叫我祷告，祷告，祷告什么？唔知要祷告乜鸡哦？我都唔知要祷告乜鸡。
But we were all so blurred and confused about the things that we ought to pray about.
这种情况哦，应该就是撒旦在阻挡了，阻挡我们去明白神家里的事。神国的事，弟兄姐妹的事情。
In this situation, this was the devil or Satan opposing you or preventing you from understanding the matters of the heavenly kingdom.
这是我们从但以理书这十章里面看得很清楚啊，魔鬼阻挡不让我们知道的，不让我们明白的呀。
We can see in chapter 10, verse 13 that the devil was opposing us from preventing us from understanding the truth.
讲到这里，我就想起一个见证。
I remember a testimony.
我刚刚出来当传的时候，跟一个外教会的一个很热心的信徒在辩论道理，在谈道理。
I was debating with a very fervent member of the other Christian denomination in a debate.
他不服啊。
He wasn't persuaded.
我说你们根本，你信耶稣，你们根本不信耶稣讲的，也不照耶稣所做的去做。
I debated saying that you call yourself believers of Jesus, but you don't believe the words of Jesus.
他说传道，你不要乱诬告我们哦，这是很严重的哦。
Preacher, this is an accusation, very serious.
我们什么事情没有照耶稣所做的？耶稣吩咐我们，我们没有做的，什么事情
？In what matters did we not follow the words of Jesus?
我就直接讲那洗脚礼啊，耶稣叫我们要洗脚，不洗脚就与他无分。你们有做吗
？Yeah, pointed out feet washing. The Lord Jesus asked us to wash our feet, and that we have a part.
耶稣什么时候讲啊？吩咐我们教导我们要做这件事。
And he asked, when did Jesus ask us to do that?
我说你不知道，你没有看圣经的呀。
Don't you read the Bible?
他说圣经我看完了，整本我都看完了。
I finished reading the whole Bible.
那你有看约翰福音书吗
？But do you read the book of John?
当然有吗
？Yes, of course.
那你没有看十三章的呀
？Don't you read chapter 13?
当然有啊。
Yes, of course.
那我就翻给他看。
I flip open the Bible.
那个就是洗脚礼啊。
That is feet washing.
他看着他吓到啊。
He was taken aback.
他一直很惊讶的，不是假装的。
He was not faking it.
他一直看着我。
He was surprised.
结果他讲一句话。
He said this.
他一直看我的圣经，一直拿我的圣经来研究。
He was studying my Bible version.
传道，这个是不是你们真耶稣教你们自己印的
？And he was asking, "Is this Bible printed by your church?"
我说你为什么这样讲
？Why are you saying?
那我的圣经为什么我看了都没有看过这一章十三章的，没有看过十三章洗脚礼的
？I've been reading my Bible all these years, and I never found this chapter.
所以他不相信啊。
He did not believe.
他说他现在明明看到十三章有洗脚礼，他说我们印的，我们加上去的呀。
And he said that this was printed by our church, and it was our doing.
我说没关系， 你回家你再看，再翻看了看，你祷告，主耶稣帮助你，开你的眼睛看。
Then I said to him, it's okay, you go back and pray and let God open your eyes.
我要讲的就是撒旦就是阻挡他们，蒙蔽他们的眼，看不见主耶稣的话，看不见主耶稣的吩咐，看不见耶稣要我们做的事，看不见。
The point I'm trying to make here is that Satan would be trying to oppose us, prevent us from understanding the will of God and closing or blinding our eyes.
但明明他都读了，我相信他有读十三章的。
I believe that he did indeed read chapter 13.
他应该也是个虔诚的人，也是个爱主的人来的。
And I believe that he was a sincere or an earnest believer.
但是读下去都读没有的呀，没有感觉，没有印象，什么都没有，空空的呀。
But although he tried his best to read the Bible, but he couldn't understand it.
这个就是但以理书十章的情形啊。
That is what is happening in the book of Daniel chapter 10.
不让你知道，不让你看，不让你明白呀。
Opposing you or withstanding you, preventing you from understanding.
那么波斯的魔君就是指波斯帝国所敬拜的邪灵鬼神啊。
Now this prince of the kingdom of Persia refers to this evil or devil that the Persian kingdom is worshipping.
那么这个天使讲完过后呢，他说我请读二十节。
Verse 20.
他就说你知道我了为什么来见你，你知道吗？你知道我为什么来见你吗？
Do you know why I've come to you?
天使都一直在问问题，要丹尼里去回答去思考。
Angel kept asking questions for Daniel to think.
我现在我要回去与波斯的魔君征战。
Now I must return to fight with the prince of Persia.
我去之后呢，希腊的魔君一定会来。
And when I've gone forth, indeed the prince of Greece will come.
我们看到有波斯的魔君，又有希腊的魔君。
That's the prince of Persia and prince of Greece.
希腊的魔君应该就是指希腊帝国所敬拜的那些鬼神、那些邪灵。
And this prince of Greece or Persia referring to the devils, the idols that they worship in those kingdoms.
那在我曾经讲过一个灵节的这个见证。
I did share about my testimony of the spiritual battle.
见证的题目叫做魔鬼的国度，魔鬼的军团。
The title of the testimony was the kingdom of the devil, the troops of the devil.
魔鬼国度有他的魔鬼军团的，有他的军队的。
In the kingdom of the devil, there is the army of the devil.
还记得吗？
Do you remember that?
那个邪灵介绍一位负责人受迷惑的负责人。
The devil
介绍那个魔鬼军团、鬼的军队给他认识，给他参观。
I shared that in this testimony, this evil spirit introduced his army to this believer who was confused.
第一个排第一的就是龙。
First one was the dragon.
那还有介绍他的任务是什么？龙的任务是什么
？He also introduced to him what was this duty.
还有很高大，像巨人的整身黑黑的那个黑鬼，黑色的鬼。
Also this black figure, the devil.
这个鬼我看过几次。常常在教会里面。
This evil spirit with a black figure, with a huge stature.
还有红色的鬼，全身红红的。
And also another red devil.
还有青色的、黄色的、白色的。
A green devil, a yellow devil, and a white devil.
怎么会有白色的呢
？Why was there a white devil?
那个邪灵都有介绍，每一个鬼都是一个区的王、区的首领来的。
This evil spirit introduced that every devil that you see here represents as a chief of a region.
比如说我们这个雪兰莪州有雪兰莪州的鬼王，整个州是他负责的。那他手下有很多的鬼， For、那么有分配很多的工作，各个鬼的工作都有。
For example, in the state of Selangor, there is also a chief devil who has a certain level of troops reporting to it and have doing evil works.
霹雳区的鬼王，那个是霹雳王。
雪
兰莪是雪兰莪王，所以他们有很多王的，王不是一个人啊，王是很多个王。
There's also devil kings in Perak or devil kings in other regions doing the work of the devil.
那我今天为什么讲到这个呢
？Why am I talking about
this? 你看有希腊的魔王啊，有魔王啊，有波斯的魔王啊。
Princes of Persia and Greece.
那启示录也有这样讲啊。
Even the book of Revelation tells us that.
当第六号天使吹的时候，吹第六号的时候
，When the angel blew the sixth trumpet,
就有声音说去把伯拉大河的四个使者四个王放出来。
And,
那四个鬼王被绑住，被神绑了，捆绑起来。
And there will be these devils will be released from the great river Euphrates.
那是在启示录十九章，我们没有时间看的了。
You have no time to refer to this Revelation chapter 19.
我要讲的就是启示录也是启示我们每个区域都有他的鬼王。
I'm trying to say that the book of Revelation reveals to us that there is the devil king in this region.
这个就是主耶稣说的，魔鬼有魔鬼的国度，有他的组织，有他的军队。
The Lord Jesus did also tell us that the devil has his kingdom, his army, his structure and organization.
所以我们这么软弱，又这么贪爱世界，又这么骄傲，怎么样去跟魔鬼打呀？ 怎么样是魔鬼来的时候，那个军团，魔鬼军团来的时候，我们怎样抵挡他呀？We
who are weak and sinful, full of fleshly desires, and how are we to withstand this evil devil troops?
我们太轻松了，太随便了，老实讲。
We are so relaxed about everything.
那么魔鬼呢的战争呢，有接力战的接力赛，接力战接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接接 你看这个是二十节啊。
Verse 20.
天使说我去之后哈，我去之后我跟波斯的魔军征战，但是我征战过后呢，我走了过征战完过后呢，接下来希腊的魔军又来了，接上来呀、啊，继续战争了、啊。
As the angel said that after this prince of Persia has been fought with, and then another prince of Greece will come along. 啊，
这个就很说明，就他是借力的嘛。And、这个占了哦，等一下又来一个，这一群过了又来一群。
This was as though they were passing the basin to the next devil to succeed him.
这个但以理书第十章就是让我们看到灵界的征战，魔鬼的那种征战的他们的那种制度，魔鬼征战的那种制度跟他们的团结。
Chapter 10 tells of the nature of this spiritual battles with the devils, where there was as though there was this organization and structure where they were passing batons to one another to continue the battle.
其实这个灵界战争、哦、如果要讲、哦、可以用一两堂来讲。
I could have.
你们一定很喜欢听的，因为魔鬼跟天使魔鬼打仗的事情，当然大家都喜欢听的。
I know all of us are very interested and intrigued by these spiritual battles between the angels and the demons.
但是听了又怎么样呢？
But what of it if you have heard it?
有去悔改吗？有去参加战争吗？有去装备自己、准备自己去对付魔鬼吗？有吗？听了过后有吗？
After listening to these kind of sermons, do you equip yourself? Do you repent and do you prepare?
因为你只是听一个很好听的故事、很刺激的故事这样听而已啦。
And you are just entertaining yourself with this very exciting story.
那么在这个战争当中呢，那个加百列这个天使一直介绍说：“我们的大军米迦勒，我们的大军。”
In this spiritual battle, Gabriel introduced this prince Michael.
那就是在十三节
，verse 13，
也在二十一节
，also in verse 21。
那我想这个大军米迦勒天使长的事情到十二章一节，我们才来分享啊。
This chief princess of that is Michael. We'll share about that later.
因为现在已经没有时间了啦。
We are out of time now.
我们把它移到十二章，天使长再出现。
We'll talk about that when we come to chapter 12, the reappearance of this chief angel, archangel.
我们读二十一节。
Verse 21. Verse 21, but I will tell you what is noted in the scripture of truth. No one upholds me against this except Michael, your prince.
这个传信息的天使，那加百列他说，除了米迦勒，我们的大军，保护我们的大军，米迦勒没有帮助他的，什么意思呢？
What does that mean when Gabriel says that no one upholds him or no one helps him except Michael, your chief priest?
我看很多翻译本、哦、有翻译本，其他的圣经版本。
In other translations of Bibles,、
哦、有一个翻译版本是这样说。
It is translated this way.
只有天军长，就是天使长米迦勒能帮助我，能帮助我。
Only this archangel Michael could help me.
啊，能哦。
Could help me.
然后，助我一臂之力，帮助我。
Could come to
给我哈帮助我。
Could come to my aid and help me.
去抵挡这两位恶魔。
To withstand these two devils.
这是灵界的事情，我们不太明白。
You may not understand fully because it's a spiritual battle.
什么叫做只有天使长能帮助我，其他的天使不能吗？
What does it mean that only the archangel Michael could help? Do other angels are they unable to help?
或者其他的天使根本没有出现，没有参与这种战争、啊、
Or that there were no other angels who participated in this spiritual warfare?
你到十一章一节的时候
，Chapter 11 verse 1，
那个天使哈、啊、加百勒天使继续讲了。
Angel Gabriel continued.
他说在大利乌第一年的时候呢，就是把巴比伦国灭亡过后的那一章啊。那么我曾、哦、这个天加百勒说，我曾起来帮助米迦勒，帮助这位天使长。你发现到什么吗？天使长帮来帮去，有没有？
In the first year,
在第十章的时候呢，天使长帮他；到第十一章的时候呢，他去帮助天使长，有没有？有注意到吗？
Do you notice that now in this destruction of the kingdom of Babylon, and this angel Gabriel went to strengthen him to help Michael, but now Michael is to come to his aid.
不过11章第1节的那个战争，那个他加百勒去帮助米迦勒，那个应该是在创但以理书的第5章30节那边。
And it should be in chapter 5, verse 30, where Gabriel came to aid Michael, the archangel.
是在但以理书5章30节。
That's in chapter 5, verse 30.
那个是毁灭巴比伦的时候嘛。
That's about the destruction of Babylon, the downfall.
然后扶助这个波斯王大力乌起来嘛，扶他起来嘛。
And also to uphold Darius, the Medo king.
这个是在讲世界的战争，帝国的战争啊。
This was about this worldly battles between kingdoms.
但是我们却从11章1节里面看到，又引起灵界的征战。 天使长的征战，天使长跟魔鬼的征战，鬼魔的征战。
But chapter 11, verse 1 also tells us that this also led to the spiritual warfare between the archangel and the devil.
11章1节的战争呢，是之前的发生过了的。
Chapter 11, verse 1 was talking about this battle that took place already before.
10章这里的灵界征战呢，是正在发生的。
And chapter 10,
所以天使他回顾说，我以前在第5章的时候，我曾经帮助过天使长。
When Angel Gabriel was talking about this vision, it was about a battle that was ongoing now.
但没关系啦，听不明白也没关系啦，反正这个灵界的事情传道也不是很明白了。It
is okay if you don't fully understand. Even I can't completely understand.
只看到说天使长在帮助天使长。
What we can see as the fact that the archangel was helping the archangel.
所以单单一个天使在打哦，也没办法抵挡他们，要天使长来帮助才。
That also showed that this angel was unable to fight this battle alone, that he needed the aid of another archangel.
那就是说魔鬼的力量，这两个鬼王的力量很可怕呀，不是我们想象中，哇，奉主耶稣圣名赶你就解决呀，不是呀。
It shows that this might.
不是这样呀，因为天使长是有大权柄的呀。
The might of and the authority and the power of these devil kings are so great.
天使长的权柄还输过我们吗？你以为呀？
But even the archangel who has a great power needed aid.
又或者说，难道天使长的权柄没有圣灵的权柄这么大？
Can we say that the archangel had less power than the Holy Spirit?